Every year we send local officials to Washington to lobby for federal funds. So how do you do that during a pandemic?
And I think that we put our best foot forward and that it'll have big returns.
That's Bloomington Normal EDC Chief Patrick Hoban. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, March 11th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how economic developers have had to change their approach to seek funding for three multi-million-dollar projects in McLean County. Eric Stock reports.
Economic developers did not go to Washington to make their case for federal dollars this year. They did it virtually because of the pandemic. The Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council leads the annual One Voice delegation. CEO Patrick Hoban says the Zoom meetings with the federal agency staff were productive.
And I think that we put our best foot forward and that it'll have big returns.
One Voice plans to seek funds for a Hamilton Road extension in Bloomington, the Illinois State University Innovation Hub, and sewer improvements for the Bloomington Normal Water Reclamation District. The three projects cost a combined $25 million. The One Voice group met with representatives from the U.S. Departments of Commerce and Transportation and the Environmental Protection Agency last week. Hoban says the goal was to find out which federal or state programs could have money available. Hoban says he hopes the latest coronavirus relief bill could also help.
So we try to stack as many programs as possible to fill the gap. That's our goal. If there's a project and they've got so much money, we need to find the financing available to fill the remaining gap. And if this new relief bill comes through, there could just be more funds to fill the gap.
One Voice has been an annual trip to Washington for the EDC and business and government leaders for over a decade. Hoban says when the pandemic is over, he plans to bring the delegation back to D.C.
So it's really important to build up relationships with people and not just focus on the information. And that's something that we're really efficient in these meetings because we can do them all back to back. But you lose all that. Whenever we're doing this virtually. So we need to get back out there in person. Staff said the same thing. The elected said the same thing.
One Voice has secured $51 million for various projects in McLean County since 2006. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Rivian is set to build 10.6 million square feet of new manufacturing space at its plant in Normal. In zoning map amendment documents filed with the town of Normal, the addition would go on the west side of Rivian Motorway, across the road from the current plant. Bloomington Normal's two Republican congressmen, Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood, have voted against the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. President Biden is expected to sign that on Friday. McLean County reports two more COVID-related deaths. That brings the county's death toll to 175 since the pandemic began. And members of the ARC Senior Center in Normal work together on a new quarantine quilt. They're raffling it off as a fundraiser for the ARC Living Memorial Fund. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. This week, WGLT hosted a debate between Normal Mayor Chris Koos and his challenger, Mark Tiratilli. If you remember 4 years ago, Koos beat Tiratilli by just 11 votes. You heard a short recap of that debate yesterday, and now we're going to play a bit more. One question specifically. Here's moderator and WGLT News Director Charlie Schlenker.
Part of politics is, for better or worse, defining the opposition. How do you define your opponent's approach to governance, and how do you believe it would affect the town if elected? Mayor Koos, you're first on that one.
So, my opponent routinely paints the community in a very pessimistic light. He finds fault with most everything that happens in the community. I've also found in his thinking he is a very transactional person and doesn't think strategically about the community. He's very short-term in his outlook and doesn't have a long-term vision for the community or realize sometimes things that you do in the community don't really catch on for 5-10 years. They need time to breathe. So he's very transactional. He is not, in my opinion, very business friendly about the community. He's opposed to many of the projects and deals that we've done in the community. So I find him to have a good heart for the community, but I find him very transactional and not strategic.
All righty. Mark Tiratilli, define Mayor Coosa's approach to governance and how you believe that will affect the town if he's returned to office.
I'll thank him for his last statement, and I would say the same thing about Mayor Coos. I have no doubt that he loves this community just as much as I do. And, actually, I'll say that's kind of a fair point. And the things that I've had to say, yes, you hear my negative a lot, but we do love this town. My daughters love using the trail. We could have come back anywhere when we left the East Coast, and we decided we wanted to come back to Bloomington Normal. We do love this community, and we are very positive about it. Normal has so many great things going for it, right? And this is why I get so upset about some of these deals, is I think we've sold ourselves short time and again. We have so much going for us in terms of infrastructure. We have interstates going off in five directions. We've got rail lines. We've got an airport. We have a tremendous talent here, world-class people from many institutions, two universities. So why are we going after these incentive packages that are hurting our schools and causing division within the community? So the characterization from my perspective is that his approach is divisive. It has been exclusionary. Voices that dissent are squashed. You're smirking at that. The state attorney general just ruled against you that you violated the Open Meetings Act in letting me speak 2 years ago on an issue that was of great importance, the Connect Transit Board. So I'm sorry you're laughing at that, but it's the truth. In terms of long-term vision, I'm worried about what our children and grandchildren are paying. With these deals that we've done, we owe $50 million in interest. What could we have done in this community with that kind of money?
That's Normal mayoral candidate Mark Tiratilli and four-term incumbent Chris Coos at this week's WGLT debate. You can learn more about everything on the ballot at wglt.org/election. Election day is April 6th, but early voting for Normal is now underway. It starts tomorrow for Bloomington residents. Before we let you go, McLean County's Juvenile Justice Committee meets today at noon. On the agenda is a presentation about the Emerging Adult Unit. Also meeting today at 4:30 is the Central Illinois Regional Airports Governing Board. On the agenda there is acceptance of some FAA airport coronavirus grants. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.